Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Well, welcome to Fellowship Talks. If you're new to Fellowship Talks, we want to say hey to you. It's exciting to have you listening with us today. And if you've been with us for a while, welcome back to you too. Fellowship Talks is the podcast of Fellowship Bible Church, and we are one church in multiple locations. We have locations in Cabot, Benton, Midtown, the Espanol campus, and the West Little Rock campus. And we just want to say hey to you. You know, this podcast, Amy, is all about people getting to know fellowship and getting to know the stories of what God is doing in people's lives.
So, that's right. It's always good to get here and just have guests with us and get to know new people and hear their stories.
That's right. So my name is Dan Schaefer, and I'm here with Amy Scrivanos, and we're your hosts for Fellowship Talks. Amy, in a few weeks, we have Family Fest coming up. We mentioned this briefly on our last podcast with Rory, but I think that got overshadowed when we talked about his cars getting set on fire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's infamous now around Fellowship because of that.
Uh-huh.
But Family Fest is coming up on three of our campuses here at Fellowship. In Cabot, they're going to be meeting at the Westside Elementary School. And in Benton, they're going to be meeting at the Chapel Ridge Apartments. And in West Little Rock, we're going to be here on our campus and blowing out our parking lot.
And you're going to be doing what?
I'll be in a dunk tank.
So I can't wait.
If you want to dunk,
I'll be
Fellowship
first in
Talks,
line.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Yeah. So also, I got some insider information. Cody Calhoun, our Benton campus pastor, he's going to be dressing up as Superman. So go snap a picture of him.
Awesome.
Jason in Cabot. Jason Beams, our campus pastor in Cabot, he and his wife Stephanie are dressing up as Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. So,
wow, that is awesome. I've got to work on my costume.
Are you going to dress up, Amy?
Well, I might, yeah. But I hadn't really thought about it. Are you?
I don't really ever dress up for Halloween. So, hey, I got an idea. Comment below on what you think Amy and I should dress up as for Halloween for Family
Perfect.
Fest.
Yes.
Best comment ideas. Wins and we'll do it. Right? Are you in, Amy? We're in.
Okay. We'll see.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys say about that. Well, we on Fellowship Talks today are sitting with two of our newest pastors here at Fellowship. We have Justin Bilson.
Hey.
And we have Drew Morgan.
How's everybody doing?
Drew Morgan is serving with our care team here at Fellowship, and Justin is serving with our adult discipleship team. And both of these guys have come in brand new to Fellowship in the last year. So we wanted to just take some time to get to know them today and allow our church to get to know them a little bit more personally. So it's good to have you guys with us on the show today.
It's good to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, it's good to see what you all do here in the booth.
Yeah, most people think we just come down here and hide.
Yeah.
But we're doing real work. We're doing real work. So, Justin, why don't we start with you? Tell us a little bit about your family.
So my family and I have been in Little Rock for going on 5 years. I'm originally from upstate New York, Syracuse, New York, way upstate. And my wife is a Southern girl. She's from North Carolina. And we have a two-year-old little boy. He is never a dull moment, always keeps us on our toes.
And that's Harper.
Yes,
two-year-old Harper.
Yep, two-year-old. He'll be three in November. And so we're excited to be a part of Fellowship. Like I said, we've been here going on 5 years and still getting used to the Little Rock heat. I don't know if I ever get used to that, but we love it. So
yeah, how far upstate?
So Syracuse is about 2 hours from Buffalo, which is close to that Canadian border, Niagara Falls kind of. So we are where the snow is. So the joke in Syracuse is we get 10 months of snow, 2 months or whatever else.
That's awesome. Yeah. And Drew, you're not from here either, right?
No, I've only been in Little Rock for about 6 months. So I came from Kentucky, which is where I'd been my whole life. And my wife, Sarah, had been in Kentucky as well. And we moved here in April. And so I've been on staff since then, and we've been loving getting to know Arkansas and what it's like here. And as Justin said, the heat is different. But like Kentucky, there's a lot of green, and there's a lot of countryside, which is nice to still be able to see that.
Yeah, for your first few months, you guys lived out right next to Pinnacle Mountain, right?
That's right. We were about a 10-minute walk away from Pinnacle. Yeah, so we scaled it a few times while we were over there.
That's awesome. So these guys are young, But for them, being young doesn't mean they're ineffective at their ministry. They're actually really great pastors. And we've had a really good time getting to know them here at Fellowship, and they've made an impact already in people's lives here at Fellowship. Drew, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and what you – like, you grew up playing baseball, for one, so you got to tell people about that. But then just what's your ministry career look like?
Yeah, so baseball was kind of my first love, I like to say, and I played from before I can remember all the way through college. And so that was – the biggest part of my life, almost to a fault, growing up. But then God kind of grabbed a hold of my heart, and I felt the call to ministry in college and began discipling guys and diving into God's Word, getting into ministry. And so from there, I got my first ministry job in Bowling Green, Kentucky, at Living Hope Baptist Church. And so it was there that I began to dive into pastoral care and what it means to be there for people during really hard times. And diving into biblical counseling and really allowing God's Word to penetrate people's hearts and to be there for people that aren't necessarily in super desirable circumstances.
Yeah.
So that's really what brought me to Fellowship was my background in being in hospitals, which is a big part of the care ministry, and benevolence whenever it comes to caring for people financially, and then pastoral counseling. So whenever they just need someone to listen and someone to be there for them during whatever life brings for them.
And you're walking in here to Fellowship, working closely with Trish Monahan, Shelby Smith, and David Bruins.
That's right. Yeah.
That's a great team to be with.
I know you all are all on different teams, but I have the best team. that's what I like to tell people, because they have been so gracious and so welcoming to me. And we're a little family within a family.
That's right. Shout out to our care pastoral team that serves all of our campuses here at Fellowship. You guys do a great job.
Yeah,
Justin, tell us a little bit about your ministry career.
I've been in full-time ministry going on 9 years. So I started in D.C. 2010. That was a large inner-city urban church dealing with a lot of unchurched people. I was a student pastor, so doing student and young adult. So I did student ministry on Sundays and then young adult Bible studies on Wednesdays. So that was fun. So I did that for about 4 years. And my wife and I, we got married 2 years into my time in D.C. And we just kind of felt God leading us in a different direction. And a job opportunity came open in Arkansas. And initially I was like, I live in D.C. Why would I want to move to Arkansas? And we came here and we loved it. We fell in love with it. We love the community, love the people, just love the feel and the vibe. Like Drew said, we love the fact that you get to see nature. There's not a lot of nature in D.C. I mean, outside of the few gardens, you know, around, but it's not a lot of countryside.
It's a different kind of wilderness.
Yeah, exactly. and so we loved it. And we just, you know, we both looked at each other and I said, I think we can do this. And so I started working at St. Mark Baptist Church, which is kind of like the sister church to Fellowship. So
we love St. Mark.
Yeah.
Love
St. Mark. We were there for 4.5 years. And again, just felt that nudge. I was doing student ministry there and talked to the leadership and the pastor and the elders and just kind of felt like God was leading me more into adult ministry. And unfortunately, in student ministry, there's a time limit where you don't become cool anymore. And so I think I kind of reached that limit. And I, you know, became a parent. So I'm starting to say, you know, just non-cool parent things, I guess. So, you know, I don't know, whatever. But
thanks for coming to Fellowship and bringing your uncoolness here.
Exactly. But we loved our time there and you know, just felt God leading us into adult ministry. And so Brandon Bernard reached out to me. And I was kind of shocked because, you know, I'd spoken at Fellowship at FSM before, but never even, you know, considered working. And I had a different job opportunity in Chicago and had to choose between the two. And my wife and I really prayed about it and just felt God leading us to stay here and to connect with Fellowship. And it was a little different for me because I've worked at two predominantly African-American churches in my tenure. And so now coming to a predominantly
Yeah, you could say.
I guess predominantly Caucasian church was different, but I like it. Because at the end of the day, it's not about skin color. It's about what God is trying to do in all of our hearts. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. when you peel that layer of skin back, our blood is all the same color. Mm-hmm. And Jesus died for all of us. And
That's right.
All have different experiences, different stories, but the one story that unites us is the story of Jesus Christ changing and transforming our lives. And so far we've really, really enjoyed it. And I like it.
Yeah. Well, all of us here at Fellowship have loved working with you, getting to know you, getting to know you and your wife and Harper too. Loved getting to know him. And we need to just clear things up and say, hey, we didn't steal you from St. Mark. Mark and Fellowship Bible Church have a great relationship together.
Absolutely.
And it was a season of change for you. And Pastor Pointer saw that and Brandon saw that. Yep.
And he gave me his blessing. And
that's right.
So it was definitely a smooth transition. And, you know, anytime I transition, I always try to operate with integrity and always have the blessing of the leaders.
That's right.
And so that means the world to me to have that. So,
yeah. One of the things I've loved, just as both of you guys have come on staff, is it's been fun to see how God's uniquely gifted each of you and what a contribution you are already to our staff. And so we really appreciate you both just answering that call and following where the Lord leads you and being here. So what about for you has been, what's been the thing about Fellowship that surprised you the most as you've come into a new setting, either one of you?
I think for me, when I first visited, you walk into the church and you're kind of like, this is the Mall of America church here.
we've all felt it, that's right.
So it's just like big and high ceilings. But something that I've found interesting is how small it can feel, even within the body. That there are pockets of communities that are really tight and really close, really know each other well. And so I think there are pockets of the community and pockets of the church that have a tightness to it. And so it's a big church, but it feels small because people are so tight and they know each other well and they can really do life together. Mm-hmm. It's not an individualistic church. It's a community-driven body, and I love that.
So I hear you saying that in a positive light, but sometimes I hear that in a negative, like it's hard to come here because there are these tight communities. What would you say to that new person who's saying, okay, I'm walking in here and I see that people are close. I don't really know how to get involved there and how to fit in.
That's a great question.
That is a good question. And I think that's nerve-wracking for anybody to step into a situation that already has relationships built. But when for me personally, me and my wife came and saw that. But after taking an initiative with a D group or with a Sunday morning crew, they were very gracious and welcoming and really grafted us into that community. It wasn't so much trying to penetrate hard ground as it was of them coming alongside us and allowing to join into their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really a great Fellowship has gracious leaders and gracious people that they're not closed groups, they're open groups. And they're tight, which is good and can be intimidating, but also very welcoming.
Mm-hmm. So it might take that initial first step,
right?
But then you feel welcomed in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
What do you think, Justin?
I wasn't necessarily surprised because I've had interactions with Fellowship before in other ways, but I definitely appreciate how welcoming everybody is. There's always that new kid on the block, you know, first day of school kind of feeling when you come to a new church and a new staff. But just to feel welcomed with open arms, myself, my family. I mean, everybody's welcomed us like we've been here for 20 years. And you just feel like you're right at home. And so being able to feel that means the world to us because, you know, again, it feels like we've all had that dreaded first day of school where, you know, nobody knows you and you don't know them. But people have just welcomed us. And so we've got a chance to meet different elders and the staff has been great. The teaching pastors have been great. I don't know how many times I've gotten hugged by Mark. so, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a wonderful thing. So we love it.
That's a big hug.
Yes, it is. It's a very big hug. And I'm a little person, so I get picked up off the ground. So.
That's true. Well, share with us a little bit about what drew you to Fellowship. Take us back to that day that you were deciding between coming here or not coming here, and just kind of what did God put on your mind when you thought about making that decision to join pastoral staff here at Fellowship? Not everybody at once.
That's a good question. I think it boiled down to Fellowship was different than what I was used to. And I'm at the season of my life where I wanted to see something different, to see ministry done in a different way, to see a church, because the churches that I've been at were primarily event focused and event driven. Nothing wrong with that. But I wanted to see and be at a church where it was more focused on the community, the discipleship. I love the fact, and I've said this before and I always say it, that when I look at fellowship, fellowship to me is a church of small groups and not just a church with small groups. I had been at churches, nothing wrong with that again, but the churches I had been at were churches with small groups. So it wasn't really the focus. It was an add-on or an addition to, but it wasn't necessarily you had to do it or it wasn't pushed as much. But I love the fact that Fellowship is a church of small groups that we push and we promote community. It's important to us. We value it. And we don't just say it, but we actually do it, because a lot of churches say one thing and they actually don't celebrate it or actually do it. So we do it. We model it. It's a part of our DNA. And so I love that. And I think being able to, you know, we love the Little Rock area, be settled in that. You know, of course, I love going to Chicago, but, you know, we love being here. You know, we have family here, connections. And I feel like we made the right decision. I really do.
That's good.
For me, I had never stepped foot in Arkansas until I started interviewing here at Fellowship. it was new, but obviously I was only here for a few hours, two different times for my interview process. So what really drew me, or I guess grew my affections to be here, was the short amount of time I got to spend with people.
Yeah.
So I got to spend a lot of time with my team and got to grab lunch and be here on Sunday mornings and be in community with the leaders and with the congregation on Sunday mornings. And so what really drew me was, like we've kind of echoed each other, the welcoming side of it, but also the intentionality. People really wanted to know my story and they really wanted to know who I was. And so it wasn't just, let's try to fill this position with the best person that we can. It was a, hey, we're coming alongside you and we want what's best for you. And we want to know who you are, not just what you can do for us.
Yeah, that's good. You know, my first exposure to Arkansas was when Emily and I were planning to move here to serve with Family Life. And my wife was nervous about the move. And one way to soothe herself in that was start looking at Zillow and start looking for homes in Arkansas to see what homes are like, see where we might be living, and all that stuff. But she made a mistake when she was looking at those homes because she typed in AK instead of AR. She was like, it looks cold. It looks like there's the houses look like different. Like, this is not what I was expecting moving south. And it took us a while to realize, we were looking at Alaska, not at Arkansas. And we've loved every minute being
the
here.
The snowmobiles in the driveway kind of gave it away.
That's right. Okay, rapid fire, guys. Okay, we'll ask you a couple quick questions and give us your quickest answer. All right. What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Nice. I love it. Pizza. Well, yeah, you worked with youth for a long time, so it has to be pizza.
Exactly.
That's right.
Shotgun Dance, by the way.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. What's your favorite hobby?
Golf.
Right now, kayaking.
Kayaking. All right. You got to be careful saying golf at Fellowship because someone's going to challenge you. Probably up. what book are you reading right now?
Let's see. I'm currently reading The Meaning of Marriage by Tim Keller. We're doing a, here's a plug for midweek. We're doing a class on Wednesday nights through that book.
Great book. I'm actually in the middle of two. So I'm doing Crucial Conversations and I stumbled across this book. It's the weirdest title, but I like it. It's called Bored and Brilliant. And so it basically deals with living in a culture where we don't know what it means to be bored anymore. But when we're kind of settled and quiet, we can really find brilliance and discover creativity. So it's a pretty good book.
All right, cats or dogs?
Dogs, that's an easy one.
Would you guys have a dog?
We do have a dog, yes. He's a Dalmatian. He's a big dog, but we love him.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun.
Dogs definitely don't like cats, unless it's a tiger, but I can't really have a tiger in my backyard.
Yeah.
So not really allowed.
Tiger would be pretty cool.
It would be cool.
I might make the exception on cats if it was a tiger, too. Yes. Sorry to all you cat people out there. I went to New York over the weekend with my brother and sister-in-law. They have a cat, and all that cat did was hiss at me the entire weekend. So we just don't have much of an affection for each other. All right, guys, it's been good getting to know you today here
on
Fellowship Talks. Thanks for coming on the show with us, letting Fellowship get to know you guys a little bit more. You guys are interacting on all the campuses, especially Drew with the care team. We want to be an active part with our care team across all campuses. So we want our campuses to know who you guys are and to get to know you guys. Mm-hmm. Amy, any closing thoughts?
No, this was great. I feel like I learned a lot. I've been in the office with you guys, but it's always fun to sit down and just hear a little bit more about you.
That's right. Yeah, God has definitely blessed us by bringing Justin and Drew to Fellowship staff and blessed our body. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to wear in costume to Family Fest.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah. We got a little nervous here. Go ahead and post your comments on what Amy should wear to Family Fest. And don't worry about posting what I should wear. I just want to see what she's going to wear at Family Fest. Well, until next time, Fellowship, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.